You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. After seeing the decline of work-life balance, Kelly Walsh, a 20-year human resource veteran, formed One Smart Life to offer convenient and affordable personal coaching to executives nationwide. One Smart Life is a new style of personal coaching designed with client convenience in mind. Kelly's specialty is on work-life balance. Today we will learn some tips that Kelly has to juggle personal relationships and professional ambitions and learn who can benefit from life coaching. Kelly, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's nice to be back.
Now, remind our listeners, what is One Smart Life for those that missed the first broadcast?
Happily, it's One Smart Life is a company where we help people make their lives amazing. We're a team of personal and business coaches with expertise in all areas of life where success matters. We work with people to help them create goals in all areas, brainstorm pathways to achieving them, and then work with them until they happen. We do work with executives, but we also work with all sorts of folks to just anyone who wants to have a better life.
And one of your areas of expertise is work-life balance, as we mentioned. Can you give our listeners some tips on how to juggle personal relationships and professional ambitions?
Well, Eric, this is a tricky thing, and there really isn't a perfect balance to be found because conditions are always changing. So it's not really a place, it's a process. You might feel balanced, but then a project or a business trip comes up. Or on the personal side, someone needs your focus in your personal life. So the key here is creating a system in your world which allows for some flexibility so there is some give and some resources available when you need to put your focus into one or more areas. I've worked with people that have no plan or system other than hoping the baby doesn't get sick. That's a stressful and unrealistic world to live in where a person bounces from crisis to crisis. Individuals have specific work and life needs that will keep changing throughout their lives. The key is to build up resources, so like sick childcare and what to do if your car breaks down and things like that. So they need to be willing to give in order to get and be willing to have conversations with your work group and supervisor. For example, if a coworker needs to leave at a certain time to get to an evening MBA class on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you could offer to cover their meetings in exchange for you attending an art class or whatever you desire or need. And a PS to that is that we shouldn't evaluate what's important to others. Some it might be getting to their kid's soccer game. Some it might be prepping for a marathon. And it shouldn't be about what the issue is because everybody's different. So the key is making it a no-brainer for your boss. If you work it out with your coworkers, you can take it to them and give them your solution, and then they simply can't say no to you because you're meeting their needs and then some.
Well, talk to us about the teeter-totter conundrum. How does that concept apply to everyday life?
The teeter-totter conundrum, it's my little way of explaining how we all might feel sometimes, playing in the work playground. We've all seen a kid on a teeter-totter who doesn't have someone to play with, if you can picture this. He's standing in the middle, and he's trying to surf it alone. Do you know what I mean? He's constantly shifting and moving because he can't reach a peaceful place. If he does, it's only for a second. The conditions just don't allow him to really be able to get balance. I think most of us have felt like that. We just can't get to a balanced place and stay there. And I think it's because we're trying to do it alone. I believe that it needs to be a partnership between employees and employers. So my next image from the playground is the teeter-totter, and one kid is anchoring down one side, essentially holding the other one hostage in the air. If we look at that in a work-life sense, it has two images. In one, the organization can be holding the employee in the air. And in that case, they're saying, well, you're lucky to have a job. We make all the rules. There's no flexibility, that sort of thing. If the employee is holding the company in the air, which also happens, the employee is saying, my family is first. Keep increasing my pay and benefits, but I have no loyalty. I want more perks, and I'll sue you if you cross me. Where I'm going with this is a teeter-totter works the best when there's collaboration. Everyone has more fun and gets the job done. So wouldn't it be great if leaders would create a great corporate culture where corporate goals were driven and measured, but employees were also encouraged to be whole people? Employees bring his or her whole self to work, and occasionally that makes them needy for some flexibility. But so do your customers. So I'm suggesting a new work contract where collaboration, flexibility, and great safe communication is a given.
Today we're joined by 20-year human resource veteran Kelly Walsh, the founder of One Smart Life that offers convenient and affordable personal coaching to executives nationwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Kelly, who should hire a life coach?
The quick answer, Eric, is everyone. Anyone who's interested in creating their best life should hire a coach. If someone feels like they want more out of their career, relationship, health, financial state, then they want a coach. It's tough to do this stuff for yourself. That's why professional sports stars, actors, top executives, they all use coaches. They believe someone on the outside is needed to give you perspective, to help you polish your skills, to challenge your assumption, and dream big dreams.
And what is the difference between a life coach and a therapist?
That's a great question, and there is a big difference. A therapist looks back at your past and helps you heal past wounds. They work with you to understand why you behave in the present day based on your past. Coaching is very future-focused. You may talk about where you are today, but in the context of where you want to be, what are your dreams and goals, or how will we get you there? Some people aren't even sure of their dreams and goals, or they change them along the way as more opportunities open up. So we keep revisiting them to adapt to what is changing. So, for example, if your goal was to be in a vice president position and you get there, well, then a new goal is in order. So it's constantly future-focused and less past-focused on why you're doing what you're doing, but where do you want to be?
With the extra stress of the holidays, which is just around the corner, does it make work-life balance even harder, and how do you manage extra stress and within unique situations?
You know, I'd say yes, it does make it harder. Holidays absolutely ratchet up the stress. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen those stress tests where they put points on the amount of things that stress cause in your life. Moving gets a certain amount of points, loss, different things. The holidays add a lot of points on that particular test. Holidays can certainly ratchet it up, but the good news is that everyone is in the same boat, so there's some camaraderie there. A way to keep balance is to plan ahead, so this is a really good time to be thinking about that. For example, you know that this same stress is coming every year, so it shouldn't surprise you. First, prioritize the nice-to-haves from the must-haves. Some people are going to do certain traditions, so some people make 12 types of cookies because that's what they always do, and then they might handwrite cards every year. Well, that's nice, but if not, it's not nice if it sends you over the edge. So first, I draw boundaries with yourself. Cut out what isn't necessary. You know, say no to 5 things that are on your typical list every year. You don't actually have to be Santa Claus. And the holidays can still be really special because what we're craving is connection and not just another variety of cookies. Sometimes we spend a lot of time focusing on things that aren't necessarily as important as the meaning of the holidays. We get distracted. So taking 5 things off your list is a great way to start. Next, I would suggest giving yourself some strategically placed days off, before the holidays if you can. A lot of people take time off after the holidays. A stress reducer is taking them off before the holidays. And maybe like on a Tuesday when you don't have to work, you know, 12 hours to get, sometimes if we take a Friday off, we have to work really hard to get a long weekend. Well, if we just take a day off in the middle of the week, just be out a day, use that time to shop alone or do whatever you can that will knock some things off your list. And plan a couple of days, if you can, during November and December to get your stuff done. And then that way you can still enjoy your weekends, you can enjoy some of the holiday festivities, and not just be playing beat the clock all the way up until your particular holiday. Another idea is if you're a boss and you can give your staff a half-day shopping day off, I think that's brilliant. I worked for a company years ago, a publishing company, when I lived in New York, and one of their benefits was that they gave a half-day shopping day off during the holidays. And I thought that was brilliant because, you know, instead of everybody coming back late from lunch because they're trying to run errands and all those things that were going on anyway, it was probably the same amount of time to actually give people a half day off. And we just thought it was the greatest benefit. It was just seemed like such a over-the-top thing. We loved getting that. So if that's something you're in the position to do, do that, and people will think you're the best boss ever. And extra work-life balance situations might be other things besides the holidays, such as if there's a chronic illness or caretaking or something that comes up that's just exclusive to you. For those situations, they're going to require a special strategy and communication with your supervisor and work team. But they must be solved because the stress will impact your health and add to your imbalance. So that would require a special strategy, something that would be hard to get into here while we're chatting, Eric, but it really must be solved and usually can be solved with some good communication.
Planning ahead seems to be the key in all regards. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch with you and get all the information needed to be in contact with you as well?
Happy to, Eric. My toll-free line is 877-741-0427. You can also write me at my email address, which is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at onesmartlife.com, and that's the number one, Kelly at onesmartlife.com.
Very good. Certainly appreciate your joining us once again. Good information to keep us ready for what's ahead, the stressful time of year, unfortunately, so planning ahead certainly is the key. We've been speaking with 20-year human resource veteran Kelly Walsh, the founder of One Smart Life that offers convenient and affordable personal coaching to executives nationwide, and the website for information is onesmartlife.com. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.